Blog Talk Radio.
There's just a list of things to do. Words on a page we wrote to you. But now...
Hello. My Swiss board is going crazy today, so I'm sorry. And tonight we have Zoe Scusa. I probably messed up your name. I'm really sorry. He's been on 90210, and he's been on a bunch of episodes, and I'm going to bring him on, and it should be a very interesting conversation. And remember, people, wash your hands for this virus. Thank you. Hi, Zoe. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. I'm so happy to be on.
I'm sorry. And I'm really glad that you're on, and I see that you were on Zenner Hospital. So
yes.
I kind of remember you on Zenner Hospital, but who did you play?
I'll tell you, it was a very short stint on the show. I was a construction worker who had a brain injury. And the interesting thing about this stint on the show was that it was when Rick Springfield, remember him? Jesse's Girl?
Of course. Jesse's Girl, of course. Yeah.
Exactly. So it was when Rick Springfield came back, because I believe he was on before that, but he was a doctor on the show. So
yeah, Dr. Noah Drake, yes.
Exactly. So I came in with a massive brain injury, and he was my surgeon.
Oh.
And he saved my life.
See, I wouldn't mind having Ringspoonfield, Noah Drake save my life. That,
exactly.
You know, would be kind of cool.
Exactly.
Let me
tell you something very interesting, which I found interesting when I was on there. There is a medic that they have on the show that instructs you on certain medical issues. So when I came in, I had to have a seizure. Now, we all know what that looks like, right? You shake and you convulse. And so they were very interested in keeping everything very real. So they instructed me, actually, on how to have a seizure, believe it or not.
Wow.
So crazy to say, but that was fun. That was kind of a fun tutorial to go through.
Well, yeah, it would have been.
Right?
I mean, yeah, I mean, number one, you get to have a, a brain injury, and then you can do a seizure, and then, yeah, I mean, you get Rick Springfield. Okay, you're living my lifestyle. Do I want the brain injury? Probably not. But if I'm bombing to Springfield as my doctor, I might say go for it. I would. I totally would.
Right.
I thought you were on there, recently, like in the past 10 years or something. I saw your face like 10 years ago on Z. And I'm like, okay, when David mentioned you, I'm like, Okay. He's on my favorite, so yes, we can have him. But I didn't think it was way back then. I thought it was recently because my brain is playing tricks on me. And no, I don't have a brain injury, but I could have sworn that you were on 90210 even back then. I mean,
I was
in the hospital.
Yeah. It was quite some time. And I was also on, it was the reboot of 90210.
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? Because when it said 90210 on your thing, it didn't say the reboot. So for the last day, I've been like, okay, Colin, you watched 10 years with the 90210. You never missed the episode. And so my brain was telling me, wait, no. How can it be the old 90210? Because if it was the old 90210, I would have remembered you.
Right.
A face like
you,
and how handsome you are even now, I would have remembered you.
Right.
And so that's why they just say when people have been on 90210, they should clarify the old one or the new one, because this has happened to me 3 times on an interview, and I really don't appreciate it, Google. I really don't. So why were you on the new 90210? I watched some of it, but when it didn't have everyone, I grew up watching, it was hard to get into it, but I would tune in every now and then because I love Jenny Garth and Tori Spelling. So, what was your role in the new 90210?
Well, I was a guest star on 90210, and I played a photographer. And it was a great day because we actually shot this on a racetrack, obviously in California. But we were in the middle of a race. Yeah, totally. And we were in the middle of a racetrack. And I have to tell you, that day was so hot. And we were all out in the sun, but everybody was very pleasant. And we had this stunt driver that was driving this race car around the track I was with one of the leads of the show. And we were doing this scene, and it was just all very surreal. It was a great, it's a great memory for me. And we all had a lot of fun. It was a great experience, you know?
I mean, this driving on a race car track, I would love to, even though people say I can't drive and save my life. Hey, that is like a fantasy to me because...
Right.
You can go super, super fast. And I'm sure when you were going super fast, when you went to bed after that day of sitting, there was no way you could get any sleep because your adrenaline would be running. Like never. So I think that is really a cool 90210 experience, even though you were on my 90210. That's a better experience because the racetrack. I would take that in a minute. And you were also on Criminal Minds, correct?
Criminal Minds, yes. Yep.
Yes, I love that show. It's ended. I can't believe after all these years, Criminal Minds have ended. It's weird. That it went bye-bye, you know. I thought it would last forever.
Thought it would last forever. It was a great show, and I had a lot of fun on that as well. You know, I have to say that, honestly, I've never had a bad experience on any of these sets. And the thing is, you know, when you are a guest star on these shows, you never quite know what you're walking into. You know what I mean? Like, you have to understand that, you have to understand that these people who are series regulars and who are the stars, they're like a family, you know, and you're kind of a guest to the party. But I have
yes.
to say that my experience over all of these years that I've been doing this has been very pleasant, and I thank all of them for that. And nobody ever, you know, is like, oh, I'm a star and you should bow down to me. It's all been very good. And I'm grateful for that.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I say going to a guest star role is harder than actually being on the stage because you're
That's
walking
right.
into a lot of people you don't know.
That's
and,
absolutely right.
Exactly. And
yeah.
also you were on Scrubs. You know,
yes.
it's so funny. CBS, NBC, ABC. So
yep.
you were on every network.
I have
That's
been
cool.
on every network.
I mean, most people can't see that, though. People,
right.
Most people can't, you know, say that about themselves.
Right.
That
I have been on
it.
Every network, and that's crazy to think about. And here's the thing about Scrubs. Geez, it was so many years ago.
I know.
I think Scrubs was maybe my first show, my first network show. And here's the crazy thing. So I booked Scrubs, and I don't remember which came first, but there was Scrubs, and then there was a show called What I Like About You. Remember that show, What I Like About
yes.
You, with Amanda Bynes? Right.
Yes, and Zine Goss, yeah.
Yeah, so I think that I booked both of those shows within 1 week. And I can remember, here's a crazy thing, I can remember doing the audition for What I Like About You over at Warner Brothers in Burbank. So I go in and I do the audition, and I leave, and I'm driving out. I'm not even off the lot yet, and I get a call on my cell phone, and they said, "Hey, this is casting from What I Like About You." I said, "Oh, what's up?" They said, "Listen, you're our choice. Can you come back?" I said, "Well, I don't need to come back. I'm still on the lot." They said, "Great. Just turn around, and we're gonna have the fitting. You know, the fitting is for the wardrobe for what you're gonna wear." And they said, "And then can you do the rehearsal?" I said, "Well, sure." You know, and honestly, I think if I remember correctly, I did both of those shows within the same week. Which listen,
that's
never
crazy.
Happened. Crazy, right? I was very, needless to say, very grateful for that.
Well, yeah, because, you know, you just did two shows in a week, then you get money,
yeah.
and then, you know, then, you know, you get to be happy. So,
happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, so do you make it on the one What I Like About You, did you make it on film or did they pass on you?
Oh, no.
Because
I did it. Yeah, I did it. It was great.
Again, they don't credit you. In your little IMB thing, they don't credit you on that. So I'm calling the IB.
I think it's on there. I think it's on there, maybe. I'll look again, but I think it's on there.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's not on Wapika. That's what. It's on. Yeah. So they will be getting a very bad phone call with me. Let me. So who do you work on that show?
I'm sorry? Say that again?
Who do you work with on What I Like About You and what storyline were you on?
I worked with Amanda Bynes. I worked with Dan Cortez. I worked with, what's that other fantastic actress, actually from from the original 90210.
Jenny Garth.
Yes, Jenny Garth. I worked directly with her. She was great.
I mean, I think that you look, in so many shows, and, you also have done Broadway, which maybe a lot of people don't know.
Yeah, I have, yeah. Yeah.
So what is Broadway like versus being on set?
You know what, that's a great question. I'm glad you asked that. They're very different mediums. I started in theater. That was my training. And I did the Broadway production of How the Grinch Stole Christmas. And I worked opposite, my brain is failing me right now.
That's okay. My brain's been failing me all day.
John Larroquette. Larroquette. Thank you. Oh, it came to me. So I worked opposite John Larroquette, who is an amazing actor, and most people will remember him from many years ago, from Night Court.
Yes.
So I played a few different roles, but the special role that I played was young Max. And I don't know if people know the Dr. Seuss story of how the Grinch stole Christmas, but young Max is the Grinch's dog.
Oh.
So John Larroquette played the old version of me.
Oh my
and
God.
It was such a treat to get to work with him. And look, whenever you do live theater, I equate it to like a train. The train starts and it doesn't stop until you get to your destination. There's no redo, right? So whatever happens during the course of the show, you just have to make it work, right?
Yes.
And there were
Sure.
And there were a few times where things just didn't go as planned. And everybody, the great thing about working in theater is that everybody has everybody's back. So if something goes wrong, you save your castmate. If somebody forgets a line, you save your castmate.
Yeah.
Right? And you try to help because it happens. It happens. And many of the audience doesn't know because we make it work. Right?
Exactly.
It's a very special relationship. And, now living in Los Angeles, there isn't a whole lot of opportunity to do theater. Although, let me say that there is some great theater here. But I would always love to go back to that.
Well, you also did City of Angels, the Broadway. You were not in the movie, right?
I was not in the movie. I did a regional production of that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have a bone pick with the movie and probably with the other production. Okay, that movie, I was depressed for a whole week. That movie was so draining and so wonderful. It's so emotional that everyone kept saying, you got to see this, you got to see this. And I'm like, okay, is it going to really make me upset? And he goes, yeah. And I go, okay, this is going to be great. So I saw it, much to my thinking. And it drained me, and I never saw the theater one, but it makes me really want to see the theater one because I want to see if the theater one will make me as mad as the movie one, if that makes any sense at all.
Uh-huh. Well, the you know, the City of Angels that I did was musical, and I have to tell you that it was some of the most challenging music that I've ever had to do. The score, it's all very jazzy, and the harmonies are very difficult. So we spend a lot of time working on that. But, geez, after I did it, it was such a sense of accomplishment. And it was a great cast. And there were some members that came. We did it in Los Angeles after the Broadway production. And some of the cast members had already done it on Broadway. So that was a wonderful experience to get the chance to work with them. And, you know, years ago, I actually traveled to New York to see the original production of City of Angels, the musical. Yeah, totally. And it to this day, it remains to be one of my favorite musicals. So getting the chance to actually do it myself was quite a surreal experience.
Wow. I mean, that movie in itself and that theater movie in itself is, you know, amazing. And, you know, you were also in Joseph and the Amazing Dream Code. So when you were on that one, by any chance, were you looking when Donny Osmond was doing his one on there? Because a lot of people have, you know, been on that stage doing that. So I was just wondering. Yeah.
Well, the production that I did was also in original theater for Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. And I was lucky enough to get to play Joseph. It's a very very special role, and the music is incredible. The experience, as you can imagine, was amazing.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that, you know, I mean, I've seen the, you know, theater I've been to. I mean, and I love it. I think it's an awesome, awesome, you know, theater one. And I've never seen the movie, if there's a movie one. That was one thing I haven't seen, if they have a movie or not. I actually never saw the movie, which surprised me because I usually see the movie before the play. Just because I want to see which thing they bring out. And, I mean, that's how my curious mind works. So, yeah, and before we bring on callers, I just want to say, so you are living in L.A. right now, right?
I am, and I've been here a long time. I've been here about 20 years. But I grew up on the East Coast near Philadelphia.
So right now, living in L.A. with this whole virus thing going on.
Yes, yes, yes.
Are you staying home? Are you being good? Or have you been out? Because if you say you've been out, I've been home for 2 weeks. Okay, just because I live in Seattle, and we, like, the hardest region has been hit. So we, you know, people are afraid to, you know, go out. And 2 weeks without the mall is really...
Yeah.
I know there are more serious things in the world, but come on. I mean, I need help the economy, and I can.
Yeah.
Well, I've been doing Amazon orders to help the economy just because I want the economy to be okay after this is over, whenever it's over. And they keep saying 2 or 3 months. And I'm grateful. So that I do my radio show from my my place, because if I had my own studio, which was always my dream, there was no way I could even make it to the studio. So I'm just wondering what LA people are doing. Are they staying home, or are you seeing a lot of people? Like, Seattle is a ghost town. I've never seen it like this. It's like everyone is staying home.
Yeah, listen, you know, I wish that we could all be in the studio together. And I can tell you that Los Angeles has slowed down greatly. And I only go out when I have to, and that's to get food. Otherwise, I'm staying in my house, which I, you know, look, we all need to just buckle down and work together and listen and fight this thing, because I think that if we do that now, we will shorten the duration of this. It's very serious. It's very serious.
I mean, it is. And I mean, especially for the older people, and, you know, my mom has grounded me and my grandma. Basically, we can't go shopping. So obviously you're doing our grocery shopping, which is helping. But I'm like, the mall. And mom's like, I promised you the day. This is over. You can go to the mall for 10 hours. I don't care, but not now. I'm like, fine. So, but I will bring on callers. Oh, I'm sure I'm going to hear about it from David and Bobby. And really, I try not when I hear the little comments after the show. Why didn't you bring me on sooner? Because I'm taking you away from them. But come on, you kid, you're handsome. It's kind of how my mind works. I mean, I'm not saying I don't do this to everyone. I'm just saying, if you have been on General Hospital, I will accost you. And, it's just how my brain looks. So let me bring on 860. You are male. 860, you are male.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, you are male.
Hi, Carly. How are you? It's been a while, hasn't it?
I'm good. Oh,
so,
this is David, right? Okay. You have a question?
Well, I just have a comment, really. You know how you say you didn't have, like, a big, big part in General Hospital? And other things you didn't give me credit for? You know what?
Uh-huh.
Even the small parts, even the uncredited parts, are worth something anyway.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Trust me, it does. Small things make big effects. So
I'm sorry, say that again?
Okay, David, are you still there? David, are you still there?
I'm still here, Carly.
Okay, you keep cutting in and out, buddy.
I'm sorry. I don't know what it is with this phone. But anyway, so you want to know about what everyone's doing with this virus thing. Well, as for me, I get out only when I have to, and even then, even before then, I wasn't always that fond of going out and doing things. Because, you know, people are people.
Right.
But,
we have to go out.
I have to take it with a grain of salt, everything that goes on. Because if you don't, you're going to freak out. I mean, I just upgraded my phone, and now I have a smartphone. That smartphone makes me feel dumb, because if you, honestly, I don't even know how it works. I've got my printer doing things now that I didn't even think were possible. I can use my Bluetooth to print from my phone. I'm like, whoa, that's crazy.
Amazing.
Yeah, technology just blows your mind.
Yeah, well, we're all trying to catch up, aren't we?
Yeah. So anyway, so what do you think about this whole, as far as from an actor's perspective, everything, all production being shut down because of this virus?
Well, look, that's a great question. It's very difficult because you're right. The productions have been shut down.
That's your life. That's your work. And how are you supposed to work if you can't get into the studio?
Well, look, you can't, not only can you not get to the studio, but you can't go to auditions. There's no auditions happening.
Exactly. There's no auditions. Well,
so
you know
can't book the
what
work.
You can do,
you can't.
Do, if you can, if they do, if they allow this, do auditions by the video conference. There's a video conferencing program that's free, actually. I forget what it's called.
And I can tell you that some casting offices are doing that, but look, it's very few. And here's the thing. There's no production going on right now. So there's really no need to audition at this point. You know what I mean?
No.
So we have come to a standstill.
That's not entirely true. Not all production has gone to a standstill. I mean, there are things like, for example, people who do their own radio programs at home. Like Carly's doing her podcast.
Yes.
You know, this thing.
Yes.
Right from her
and
house.
That's and we're thankful for that. Thank God. Right.
Right. I'm actually doing my own program. We're starting it up. It's going to be called Spooky Action, and it's going to be about all kinds of stuff. It's kind of like a cross between what Carly does, but also going into some stuff that you would normally hear on, like, Coast to Coast AM, just at an earlier hour of the night.
Because
I'm not up at that ungodly hour to listen to people in the middle of the night. So I'm doing my own program called Spooky Action.
Mm-hmm.
That's Spooky Action, Spooky Action. It's still in beta right now, but it's going to be coming out pretty soon. And I just wanted to let you guys all know about that bit of news.
Great.
Okay,
good luck with that.
Anyway, so I'm
going to
let you go.
Yeah, David, good luck. But if I don't bring on David and the other David and Bobby, I will be dead. So unless you let me die before the virus thing is over and I may have a virus,
Yeah,
so Dr. David, I promise you, I will put you on hold, and, you know, you can call anytime you want. So, you know, you haven't called in a while, so, you know,
yeah,
thought you were ignoring me.
I just lost one of my relatives to alcoholism. He just passed about about a week before my birthday, he passed.
Okay, I will put you on hold, and I will bring on Bobby. So thanks for calling in.
No problem. I got to finish making.
Bobby,
hey,
you're on the air.
Hey guys.
Hey.
Hey. You said earlier you was on What I Like About You and not the recent announcement, but the one before that. That was on that was on the CW at the time, the CW version of 90210. I don't remember what network it was on, but but did you work with Jenny Garth on both shows or just on What I Like About You?
I only worked with Jenny Garth on What I Like About You.
Oh, okay, because I didn't know she was on the other 90210 that
I'm not sure that she was on the reboot of 90210. I may be wrong, but yes, I
not
did
the recent one, but the one before that.
No. I was not on that one. I was in college.
I know you was
time.
Right. Yeah,
but I was a big fan, by the way, big fan.
Yeah. Yeah. But you worked with Rick Springfield on General Hospital. What was that like? Because I know he was a big star back in the 80s and stuff.
Look, it was great. You know, I remember Rick Springfield from I Wish That I Had Jesse's Girl. You know, so
yes.
when I met him on set, that's kind of all I could think about. And he was very kind. He was very gracious and pleasant, and it was a great experience. And I wish it lasted longer, but you know,
yeah,
it
now,
is what it is.
Now was this back? Oh gosh, when he came back on the show, in 2005 when he brought his Noah brought his son Patrick.
That's right.
Because I think I remember seeing you during that time on that show.
Yeah. Man, at the time, you're right. I think you're absolutely right. I think it was 2005, right?
Yeah, because Kim came back also at the same time as Robin, and
right,
and I do remember back then, because Kim was back on the show as Robin at that same time.
That
Jason Thompson debuted as Patrick, and of course he's now over on Y&R. But it would be great to have a little mini reunion with him if you ever get back to daytime and go to Y&R.
Right.
Anyway, but I'll let the David I know more than the other David talk to you. There's too many Davids on the show.
We are bringing on the all David and Bobby just be on hold and be good.
So
I guess.
Have a good night. You have a good night and stay safe and stay healthy, man.
You as well. You as well.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Now we are bringing David on. My PR manager that booked you and has been excited that he got you on the show. So, and Zinni Guts was on both 90210 and both the original and the other 90210. So, David, you're on.
I just.
Hey.
Hey there.
How you doing? Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. You were in Philadelphia. I'm from Philadelphia.
I grew up near Philadelphia. You know, it's interesting. I know that you have as well, right? You're from Philadelphia.
Yes. Yes, North Philly.
Okay. So I always say Philadelphia because I grew up in a small town called Mount Carmel, which is probably, geez, 100 miles from Philadelphia, but nobody has ever heard of Mount Carmel.
I've never heard of it.
All right. So that's where I'm from, and it's the heart of the coal region. Very glamorous. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, so that's where I'm from.
Yeah. When that time you had Philly cheesesteak.
What's that?
When that time you had a Philly cheesesteak.
It's hard to hear. Sorry, it's breaking up.
The cheesesteaks, Philly cheesesteaks.
Oh, my God. Right, the cheesesteaks. My God. So good. And I haven't had one for a very long time, and I miss it.
Me too.
You could probably get one from Florin. Okay, I know that's crazy, but you could try.
Try
just
to get
have
it
someone fly in.
Fly it in?
That steak. Philly seed steak.
Right.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah. I've been in Philadelphia since 93. And don't want to take home with it. You're also in Revenge. We're like working on that. Revenge.
What's that?
We're like working on Revenge. You're on Revenge. And Revenge.
I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Revenge.
Yes, so do I.
Revenge.
David. Your phone's breaking up.
Yeah. It's all right. I think, Revenge. Oh my God.
Hold on. Let me see.
Okay.
Oh, Revenge. How was booking on Revenge?
Oh, Revenge. Revenge was great. Another great experience. I had a great time. It was another one of those highlights in everything that I've done. I loved it.
Okay. What do you like doing now, I think?
What's that?
What do you like to do when you're not acting?
Oh, when you do, when you're not working.
Oh, what do I like to do when I'm not working? I like to eat. I like to hang out with friends, you know. I like to go out for hikes. I like to work out. Of course, now, you know, we're in a bit of a different time, so a lot of that stuff has been put on hold, but we got to find the silver lining in all of this.
True, but, you know, the looking out, okay, maybe it was a sign for people to stop again for a while.
If
there was, like, one good silver lining in this, you know, people are eating, and, you know, David, do you have any more questions?
No, just thanks. Sorry about my connection on my phone, but thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Come back anytime.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
So before we end the show, you have to come back because now I have a crush on you. And it totally happens when the first guest comes on. It totally happens. And when you get to go back auditioning, whenever that is, whenever this is over, people are saying it could go to fall. With when I heard that, I kind of needed a lorazepam. I'm like, what? Fall? Well, you know, come on. I mean, and before you go, so are you a football, baseball, basketball fan?
Uh-huh.
So are you a baseball or football basketball fan at all?
No, I'm not, but... But everybody that is, they're not going to be able to see anything because everything's been canceled.
My best friend is a sports nut. She's about to go crazy. But it was a good decision on all the leagues to cancel. It was, some players are coming down with it and... You know, so my advice to you is stay home because then you can catch it. And unfortunately, you have to be like 5 feet away from someone. So, you know, but people keep saying, there will be a baby population when this is over. And I'm like, wait a moment. Mm-hmm. If it's a baby population when this is over, but the 5 feet rule, okay. I'm just thinking in my head how people are going to get around the 5 feet rule or 3 feet rule. I'm just thinking because I keep saying, I told baby population, and I'm like, that's going to be crazy. And before you go, what is your favorite food? Because you said you like to eat. So
I do like to eat. Yeah. I'm glad you asked me that because I have a very, very favorite food, and my mom makes it very well. Chicken Parmesan.
Oh, gosh.
My favorite. Ever. My favorite ever. Ever, ever, ever. I love it so much. Chicken Parmesan. Big fan.
Well, I think your mom said send you some because of everything going on. and because
I think
you
should too.
Then you won't starve, and then you don't have to cook for yourself, and then your favorite meal will be there. And yeah, I say call your mama because you should be calling your mom up anyway with this whole thing and sucking on your parents, people.
Right. Well, I did talk to my parents, and they're doing very well, but I didn't ask for chicken parmesan. I wish that I spoke with you sooner, but I'm going to call them right after I'm done with you, and I'm going to ask you to send me some.
Okay, and please, you have to come back, because if you don't, you're going to be breaking my heart.
No,
I don't care about the boys.
Uh-oh.
That's how selfish I am. I've decided if I can't go to the mall, I have to be selfish for a little while. So promise you we'll come back on?
Yes, I will. I promise I'll come back on.
Okay. Oh, I send you a friend request, by the way.
So good.
I sent it today. So, yeah, look on Facebook when you have a chance.
I'll do that. Thank you.
Okay, have a great day.
You too as well. And everybody stay safe, please.
Oh, yeah. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Oh. Are
okay.
You there?
Okay.
Hey.
Okay.
Hi,
number one. No. If I have to do the show with the three of you, there are words for the next 10 minutes. Okay? If Carly goes on a rant, Bobby, what is people not supposed to do?
Interrupt.
Okay. Thank you. And I just want to say, Dr. David, yes, we have missed you calling in.
And I've had a lot of personal stuff going on in my family, so life goes on.
Yeah, I understand. And welcome back to the show.
Yeah,
and
I'm looking at getting my own show started, so there's that too.
Well, I have some announcements before I forget them out. They have canceled the daytime Emmys.
Yep, they canceled a lot of stuff. My art exhibit got canceled.
But you know what? By now, I think it's important to cancel. I think it was a safe decision.
Mm-hmm.
And number two, they canceled my country music awards, but they are putting something in country in place. So that Carly can be happy about. And my advice to everyone, use this time to catch up on you on shows, because I know my TiVo is getting full, and I hope all three of you are being good and staying home. Are you guys all staying home, right?
No,
yeah.
Dallas can't stay home.
If you can avoid it, then yeah,
stay home.
Dallas. I've had to go out twice for two things. One, when my phone died, I had to get a new phone, and then my printer ran out of ink. So tomorrow, I got to go get printer ink. the thing you have to keep functioning.
Bobby, did you wear strong clothes?
Actually, we have been now down to just only delivery and carry out. But it's the case of most restaurants that have dining room area. But I do want to bring up
was I had to get MRI on Sunday, and then we went to Wendy's. No, I'm fine. It's a yearly thing I have to do, personally. And then we stopped at Wendy's to take a drive-thru, which was yummy. And then I talked to my 93-year-old grandmother, who came up with food and everything. Well, for the first time in 93 years, her and I went through the drive-thru at McDonald's because we needed a sausage egg McMuffin. So the idea was like killing the both of us. So I did that, and then I've been home ever since. And, I mean, part of me understands why we are doing this. You know, yeah. I get it. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm saving a lot of money.
There is that.
You know, and if I see the clown on TV one more day this week, I'm going to throw something. I'm seriously going to throw something on my TV, and I don't want to throw something on my TV because I'm done. I'm done with his stupid press conferences, which he's not. You know what? He's a racist son of a thingy because now he's calling it the signing disease. Okay, how dare you? How dare you? I mean, come on, this. You know, this happened, and you can't even leave the country to feel normal. People are having anxiety attacks. People are getting depression. And whatever you say on your stupid new coffin, you're either making people fall back asleep or you're making people mad. You're not calming the nation down.
And, you know, the worst part, Carly, is that when it comes to guys like Donald Trump, the guy started out as a reality star, and he still thinks he is a reality star. He takes any opportunity to get on the airwaves and make a dollar out of himself.
Exactly. If I can go off subject. I'm sorry, Carly.
You're exactly right, but it is, I'm angry. Because in his...
The worst part is that he does get on the airwaves. Guess what time he usually picks to get on the air? General Hospital's on. I can't count how many times he's up at General Hospital, you know, for one thing after another.
Right.
Well, you know.
Right.
And
you agree with what David said, Carly. This has been going on constantly because in the Philadelphia market, they have literally interrupted General Hospital every day for press conferences surrounding this thing. And I wasn't going to take no chances of watching it on my channel because I didn't want to end up yelling at the screen. And I'm glad Bowling Beautiful ran today, but I just didn't want to take no chances of actually having that happen today, even though I would take that over a basketball game any day in a situation like this.
And even though people know how I feel about Neil on General Hospital, I hate her for what she did to my colleague and my cousin. But the actress Chloe Lauder has came down probably with the virus. So it was a good thing she sat down when it did. They made the first call in the soap industry before any of the other three soaps made it. And so it was a good call to make.
And I agree, Carly. I agree. And my thoughts and prayers are with Chloe. And I hope once she gets healthy and
I got so sick of Donald Trump interrupting the show all the time. So I was like, I'll start watching again when he's off the air himself.
You just lost the point tonight, Bobby. But what I was going to say was it was very responsible, even though I hate Neil to the center of my being and all. I feel sorry for her. I mean, I actually feel sorry for the girl. I wish this on anyone, Well, that is a question you do not want me to answer. Because I could be really in trouble for answering that question. But
I know. You're thinking the same thing I am, so I'm on the same page.
Okay, right. Yeah. And David, David, that you're thinking who I was thinking of?
Yes.
Okay. So I did have to say on air, and my FCC won't get after me, so that's good. And Dr. David, if you want to join us tomorrow night, we are having, David, who are we having?
Renee Lois from Heaven Had Not. The Seth and Choir of Heaven Had Not.
Yeah.
Renee Lois Lois.
Something
7
or
9
tomorrow?
8 o'clock tomorrow. East Coast. 8 o'clock East Coast PM.
I don't know what time the East Coast is. Bobby is too, right? Because you and Maggie are on the same time, right?
Reed.
Actually,
Bobby, same time
I'm 1 hour behind Maggie because I'm in the Eastern time zone
Okay.
It's 1 hour behind. But I want to close out the show before I go. It's the same. My thoughts and prayers are with Chloe and hope that she can come back from this illness. And because I just sent her a letter today to just tell her it's great to just see her back on the show. But I just want to just hope
no,
that she
I mean,
can
this,
get back healthy.
And you got to remember,
as
you guys,
hate, no,
this is a new way we are living.
Even
9/11, it wasn't scary. I mean, it was scary, but it wasn't like this. So this is
real. No, you're right.
So true. Territory that we are in, and we all gotta stay safe, and you know, be in our homes, and send, have Amazon, buy everything off Amazon, and people stop holding the toilet paper.
Amazon is limiting what they're restocking right now. They're trying to focus on the essentials like toiletries and things like that. Electronics and stuff like that, if they run out of stock, there's not going to be as much pressure to restock those items because they're more concerned right now with the essentials.
And I heard just today, Carly, that an Amazon employee tested positive for the virus. So this is no joke.
I got a couple of deliveries already for tomorrow, and they are delivering. So, they are still delivering mine, so maybe because they are scared of me. You know, and before we go, I just want to say I'm thankful that David's back. Maggie will be back tomorrow night. She had a cold and a cough, so I told her not to call in. And just relax, people. Don't buy a lot of toilet. If you need toilet paper, buy it. But don't buy 3 or 4, 7 things of toilet paper. You know, I mean, that's crazy. That part is crazy.
And don't be
and
trying
so,
to go to the website getting $500 of something that's normally $5 and they charge you $5 and $500 for it.
We will be back tomorrow. And just remember,
five PM Pacific.
Relax, and we will be back tomorrow.
5 PM Pacific and 8 PM Eastern.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
Good night.
Bye.
Thank